The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede, Episode 2, Law and Society.
Hello everyone, it's my pleasure to be before you once again to discuss a subject I consider very important, the law and society. It came out of my reflection on my deep belief in Nigeria, a country where I was born and bred. I grew up in this country attending public schools from primary school to university and to the Nigerian Law School. It was all public. I look at the rate at which people are resigning jobs today to look for alternative citizenship and to relocate to some other countries. And I ask, how did we get here? It's all the subject of law. My study of law has made me to realize that the society is founded on law. And it is law that defines boundaries for people. If we are going to have a society where everyone will live comfortably, all you need is the power of the law. That's why the law cannot be ignored. It is too powerful. It cannot be despised. It is too strong. You cannot break it. It's so mighty that it holds, is the glue that holds society together. If we are going to be comfortable in society, it is to the extent that we obey and honor the law of the society. Nigeria, where I grew up and got accomplished, I have literally accomplished everything I have dreamt and wished for in a lifetime and more. I know my dream was not so big, but I had a comfortable society to operate and to have my dream fulfilled because laws were obeyed and honored, from the individual laws we project for ourselves to the laws of the families, to the laws of the community, to the laws of the nation. It was the subject of obedience to law that helped us to rise to be who we are. I go to the basics. Look at the beginning of society from the Bible narrative is that God created Adam and Eve and gave them a single law. You eat from every fruit of the trees in the garden except the fruit of one particular tree. And that tree was in the midst of the garden. They thought they wanted to break the law. Did they break the law? Some of you will say, yes, they break the law. But in my own view, law is too strong to be broken. If you attempt to break the law, you break yourself. Their life was broken. Death was introduced. Their health was broken. Sickness came in. Their sufficiency was broken. Their economy was broken. They had to toil, and the ground would bring thorns and tissue before they could eat. That is not the type of life that they wish for. But an attempt to break the law, break everything around them. Talk of natural law as we know it today. The law of gravity, for example. If I go up on a 10-story building and say, I'm not interested in using the lift, I'm not interested in using the stairs to come down, I want to jump, to destroy the law of gravity. You can guess what gets broken at the end of the day. Is it the law of gravity or the man who wanted to break the law of gravity? He will certainly not be alive to tell the story of what he has done to himself. Beyond all of this, we look at the families. We all came from families. And growing up in Nigeria, I remember when you want to go anywhere, particularly at the age of between 12 to 13, you are going to the boarding house. The first thing every person, every adult in your community will advise you, remember the son of who you are. The laws of the families were so strong and observed. The law of integrity, the law of honesty. Nobody wants to be called a thief or wants any member of his family to be called a thief. But when the society gets to where if they call you a thief, you are charged to court, the community will sue Ashebi and carry their drums to come and celebrate that one of their members is a suspected thief that is on trial in court, then there is something wrong in that society. And we are all paying the price today. Who are those that we have enthroned to govern us? It's like the more you steal, the more you qualify for the place of high office of leadership. And that's not a moral example for anybody to follow. The reason we are running away from our country, we are running to where laws are obeyed. That's all. Those societies don't have the natural resources that we have. They don't have our human resources. They only have a system where laws are respected. And until we respect the law, we seriously do not have a society that we can call our own. You see, in the Christian society, pastors are very well respected. But you see, Reverend King, that became very infamous for murder. He was also referred to as a reverend, but there was nothing reverend about his life when he committed murder. He thought he was breaking the law. His reputation as a reverend was broken. All the respect he enjoyed as a reverend was broken, and he went on trial. The First Bank staff in Abuja that organized the robbery of First Bank, he was an honorable member of a bank. You earn respect from the society when you say you are a member of a staff of a bank as strong as First Bank. But the day he chose to join armed robbers to rob the bank, he did not break the law against armed robbery. His life was broken. His association was broken. I'm sure his family members, if he shared the same surname with him now and they say, are you related to Susan so person? You say, no, we are not related. He's from the other side. You don't want to be related to him. His association is broken. The wife will not want to associate with him. I'm the wife of that suspected armed robber. No, that's as bad as it can get. Are you talking of a nation? I have mentioned Nigeria as a nation. That the only reason anybody will want to run away from this very society where I started my life, accomplished my dream, everything that I've aspired to, I have achieved by the grace of God in the Nigerian society. The education was good because laws were respected. What type of education are we getting today? Canadians used to do student exchange with our federal universities, like University of Ife. People were coming in the 80s. To come and study from Canadian University, you do 1 year in Nigeria, you do 3 years in Canada. Will anybody dream of it today? All because we have ignored our laws. You want to be secured? You are getting policemen being reported as armed robbers, stopping on the road. So when you see checkpoint now, you don't know which one to stop for. You don't know which one that is better you crush them. So while they carry their gun, your car becomes your own weapon. To move against them, you can crush them with their gun because the law has been so despised. My word for you, if we are going to make any progress as a nation, if we are going to make any progress as individuals, we just need to respect law. You cannot break the law. You try it, the law breaks you.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.